There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. How you doing, everybody? Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue in Madison or stop online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie, they have a lot of good stuff happening. Good food, great beer, and they're right downtown in Sun Prairie. Saturday, February 3rd, the Madtown Manish Boys will be playing live there. Get the full lineup at fullmilebeercompany.com. Let's kick the second hour of Max Inc. Radio off with a gentleman who's going to join us in just a couple minutes. He's playing his last show in Madison right now. It's Sam Lyons on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
There is a place. Oh,
On Civic Media, we are local music. Sam Lyons, a double dip to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. That was Running Thin. Washico before that. Both of them songs are off of the new album from Sam Lyons. He's playing his last show tonight in Middleton at the Hidden Cave Cidery. Cidery?
A cidery, Jimmy.
Cidery?
We're excited about cideries.
That's a new term for me. A
well, it's
cidery.
Like, yeah, it's a place that makes, like, you know, apple cider and
right.
probably fermented and again, right.
Yeah,
or maybe just regular old cider is pretty good too, you know.
Yeah, that's true. So you know, if he's playing there until 8:30 tonight, we try to get him on the phone.
He's doing an encore,
but he's stuck doing an encore because people want to hear Sam before he moves. So he's moving to LA.
You know, I ran into his dad, Phil Lyons, who you may know as the bassist in Steely Dan and I think trombonist with VO5 and many other bands. He was playing with the Know It All Boyfriends, a Joey song. I said,
great name, by the way.
I said, Phil, you know, I heard your son Sam that he's moving to LA. And he says, yeah, I'm driving him. So he's driving him out there to LA. And then he's dropping him off and flying back. And this is all between Steely Dan shows.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Sam was in the studio not too long ago. I think there's
right.
a podcast up on maxincradio.com.
Live in the lair.
Talked about. I wonder if he's going to be in the Santa Barbara area in the first weekend and second weekend of February, like I'm going to be.
Oh, track him down.
You know,
find a show.
You know, I try to hit Rain Stern up. To see if she has a show happening out there, and haven't heard back. You know,
that's great, Jimmy. I mean, you're going to go to California
to see Wisconsin bands.
To see local music. Yeah. Now, this guy is local music here.
Well, I mean, hopefully there'll be plenty of beach time and legal dispensary. Thank you, Jeff. Like that. Rocker, before we tell the people what's coming up next hour, we do have a new sponsor of the show. They're helping us out with some beer and some CBD drinks.
That's right. Honeybee CBD infused drinks and Carbon 4 Brewing. And of course, they own the Ale Asylum as well. And so I think Jimmy's thinking about this trumpet guy who's playing trumpet outside of our window.
I was hearing
music.
We
are on State Street, remember?
I didn't know about the trumpet guy playing.
It wasn't the beer.
Busker.
It wasn't the beer, dude.
Or the CBD drinks.
But hey, this Midwesty Pilsner is it's just a great beer.
Nice and crisp. No frills about it. Just nice, crisp, and refreshing. Carbon 4, Madison's East Side, right over by MATC.
That's right,
and
the brewery.
I would imagine carbon4.com, Rocker.
Yeah, and you know, have you ever seen they have the little bubbles so you can eat and drink outside?
Oh, yeah.
In the wintertime?
Like that. Love that a lot.
It's crazy.
Heated bubbles. All right, coming up on the show tonight, Rocker, we still got plenty of people, plenty of action in the studio tonight. What's coming up?
Well, see, we still have something to do. Nathan Trednick and his artist, Megan Lee, they'll be in talking about the brand new album from Something to Do was released yesterday. And then coming up later, the German art students, they'll be in, Kirk and Randy, talking about, the beginnings of the band, what they're doing, an upcoming show, and Live in the Lair. El Donk, classic Madison band. They've been around for nearly three decades. They're all set up, sound checked, and ready to go.
Nice. Plus, we got Max and Kevy tonight at 10 o'clock, Essential Last Crack at 11. Rocker, we have a bunch of shows coming up in the lair. Of course, El Donk is tonight. But I'm looking at this lineup of live music that we have in the 9 o'clock hour on Saturday nights, and it just kind of blows me away.
We're like a live music venue.
Almost, yeah.
These are concerts
that happen.
We need to
sell tickets.
Every week we have literally a live concert on the radio. Next week, Jimmy, is going to be Blame It On Kane, and they're from Milwaukee. They're a great kind of harder rock band. It's going to be a lot of fun, followed by the Almas on the 20th of January, and they are an award-winning band, Rock Band of the Year, that they won from the Josie Awards in Nashville. And then, Jimmy, an old friend of ours has come back. She's back in Wisconsin somewhere. We don't know where.
But
she'll be
location.
Here. Miss Megan Owens. She'll be here live in the lair performing for us. We haven't seen her in a couple of years. She's been out in Hawaii.
And that's just the month of January, February, March, and a couple of shows in April all booked. The full lineup is available for your viewing pleasure right now at maxincradio.com.
That's right.
Rocker, we're going to play some Blame It On Kane later in Max Inc. Heavy, but right now let's do the Almas. They were in the studio a couple weeks ago. There's a podcast available right now at maxincradio.com. This is Crowns. It's the Almas on Max Inc. Civic Media. We are local music.
I quit the world today. No need to feed the pain, 'cause it's what's trending right now. Personally, sorry, but not sorry.
Incon Civic Media. We are local music. The Almas song is called Crowns, and they're going to be live in the Lair on January 20th. Looking forward to seeing them again. They were in for an interview a couple months ago, but to have them perform live in the Lair is going to be really special. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you on Max Inc. Radio, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Give me a call. Tell me what's going on in your hood for the evening. Sam Lyons, the encore is over, and you were able to call us. And good evening, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, Sam. How was the encore tonight at the where are you? Hidden Cave Cidery.
The Cidery, Jimmy.
Well, it was. I'm on set break, so I got one more set.
Nice,
to go,
dude.
But it was good. You know, I had to get it out fast and make sure I was on time. And but yeah, it's going good. I'm over at Hidden Cave Cidery in Middleton, kind of near Capitol Ice Arena. So
yeah,
it's a great spot
out there in the industrial park of Middleton, Wisconsin. Sam,
yeah,
we
exactly.
Are really sad, man. You're playing your last show in Madison tonight, and then you're moving out to L.A., dude.
I am, yeah. I'm going for it, so.
What are you going for?
In.
What is it out in L.A. that you're chasing?
Just music, you know. I'm looking to go to the next chapter of my life and meet some. I have a lot of friends out there, and I figure I go and check it out. And I'm not sure if how long I'll be there, but I got a buddy I'm living with, and I'm going to go check out the scene. So,
where in L.A. are you hoping to land? Specific area or kind of?
Yeah, so it's Eagle Rock area, which is kind of near Pasadena. So I'm staying with a buddy out there, and it's not like downtown L.A., but it's that area. So
yeah,
nice. If I was moving to L.A., I would just say, you know, I'm just going to sleep on the beach. Did you consider that one?
Yeah, you know, I've been out there, and I say it would be a lot better to be homeless there than Wisconsin. I know that.
Well, park benches are warmer.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, we wish you all the luck. Are you hoping to do live shows, or are you hoping to put out an album while you're out there? Or is there anybody specifically you're hoping to work with?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going out. I think for starters, you know, I'm going to get a different job and look to just meet people, maybe do some open mics, start from there. I'm always writing, so I know I do a lot of self-recording, so I know I can always record pretty much wherever I'm at, which is a luxury. So,
and there's always busking.
You know, that too, yeah. So I have some friends in the scene out there, and I figure for starters I'm going to look for some gigs out there. I also do open mics and stuff like that and just collaborate with folks and write and record. So that's my plan there, my loose plan.
Well, Sam, Madison's going to miss you. We're going to continue playing your music, of course, on the radio. Please keep us updated with events and news. And if you happen to have a show in the Santa Barbara area, what is it, February 8th and 9th or 10th, let me know, because I'm going to be out there.
Oh, okay.
We're wearing my Speedo on the beach.
Ah, oh, beautiful.
I don't know about that.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Well, right. I'm going to miss Madison. I really appreciate you guys calling and just, you know, I'm a homer, so.
Yeah, man. Well,
I'll never, who knows, maybe I'll be back in 2 weeks. You never know.
You never
Everybody
know.
Always comes back to Madison. So give us a call when you're back in town, man.
Right. Oh, yeah, we'll do.
Awesome. Hey,
Thanks
Sam.
So much, guys.
Thank you, man. Good luck to you and keep in touch, okay?
Will do.
All right.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you too, man. Sam Lyons there heading off to L.A. How cool is that? Jumping.
Wow.
Just taking a gamble on life, running out to the West Coast to chase down a dream. I'm jealous, actually. I would love to do that. Maybe I could become a big-time radio. No, that's not going to happen.
They give you a handprint, Jimmy.
Right. Hey, 844-967-2789. I always get excited to know what's happening tonight in your area. Greg is on the phone with us right now from Waukesha, Wisconsin. Greg, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello. How are you guys?
Thank you so much for calling. What's going on in Waukesha tonight, man?
Well, we have a big weekend here in downtown Waukesha. Downtown Waukesha, of course, they have a business district and things like that. They're calling it Turn Up the Volume Weekend in Waukesha. And there's live music all over the place. We have bands tonight at Funky Monkey. There's a cover band called Low Skies there. And perhaps you guys have heard of them. And then there's music at Nice Ash. They've got a good good space for live music. They're a cigar bar in downtown Waukesha.
The cigar
and,
bar.
They call it the Ash Hole. And can I say that on radio?
I'm Ash. Not sure, you got to pronounce the Ash
Hole. I guess so. Yeah, it's like funk rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they've got live music. And then also just some other mainstream bar and grill has live music. So, and also really good burgers, by the way. Mm. So I unfortunately am not going to be able to enjoy any of it. I'm having a spending a night with family, but I'm usually pretty connected with the live music scene in Waukesha. I know Rocker, you and I have talked briefly and in downtown Waukesha, promoting young musicians specifically. So if you're a young musician, I'll say this too, and you want to get some promotion and find some places to play, I will say this, every fourth Tuesday of the month, Crush Wine Bar in downtown Waukesha has an open mic. And here's the deal. People 21 or under can come. They just have to be accompanied by an adult. But they have a open mic night that they do every fourth Tuesday of the month. So
I love it that you have so much knowledge of the Waukesha scene and what's going on there. I wish we had more time to talk, Greg, but I really appreciate you calling, sharing what's going on in Waukesha. And please call back again next week, all right?
Okay, I will.
Appreciate you, brother. Greg out in Waukesha, support your local music scene. Let's do that right now with some Mascot Theory. Oh, Something to Do. They're next on Max Inc. Radio.
Take one last look around. expecting there to be a slow decay. Walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow.
Maxine Calcific Media, we are local music, the mascot theory there, and Fast Car Getaway. Thanks for calling in, Greg, telling us about the Waukesha scene, and thanks to Sam Lyons as well. Hey, Live in the Lair is coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. L Donk is live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate by First Weber. Find more and connect with them right now at movetomadison.com. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to hear brand new Something to Do. That's next on Maxine Radio.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The name of the new album is called Here Comes the Panic. It's something to do on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That was Sweet Caffeination. We all know that first thing in the morning rocker. You got to pour that pot of coffee down your throat just to open one eye. Then you go back for seconds, and then you go back for thirds. And by the time noon rolls around, you're wishing you haven't drank that fourth cup of coffee yet, or pot of coffee.
Jimmy, I'm on pot number two at that point.
It's crazy stuff. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Don't forget to get the Civic Media app on your phone. There's a lot of cool programs across the network, Hometown Radio Refreshed. And the best way to experience is get the Civic Media app on your phone. It's available at all your favorite app stores, or you can go to civicmedia.us. It's also available at maxincradio.com, rocker.
Jimmy, our next guest is from a long-running, great-smelling ska punk band from Milwaukee, Wisconsin called Something to Do, and Nathan Trednick. He started playing with the band back in the early 2000s when he was only 18 and now approaching the age of 29 every year. He's been in the band for two decades now. Having released their brand new record, Here Comes the Panic, this past Friday, and a release show coming up at the Crystal Corner in Madison on Saturday, January 13th, is singer and multi-instrumentalist Nathan Trednick. And we were hoping he would be here with Megan Elise, but she isn't quite here yet, so he will stand in for her. And Nathan, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you very much.
What's up, Nathan?
Thank you very much, Rocker. Hello.
I'm a big fan, by the way. Full disclosure. Something to Do is one of my favorite bands in Madison.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Jimmy raves about you guys all the time. But Nathan, before I get into your band, Something to Do, I see you play multiple instruments, saxophone, bass, six-string guitar, keys, vocals. I mean, how did you get your start in music? Tell us a little of your backstory. Who is Nathan Trednick?
Oh, man. Well, psychologically, I won't go down the psychological road that got me here, but I started playing saxophone, you know, fifth grade high school band or middle school band, and then got excited about I played saxophone because I thought it would be a good way to start playing in rock bands. It actually wasn't. No rock bands in the late 90s when I was a little boy wanted saxophones. So then I started learning bass very badly and started playing in bands, played in high school bands, then just constantly joined bands. And whenever I get good at something, then I start trying to play something that I'm bad at in a band. Until I get good at it.
So you turned 18 and you're putting together a band. Did you put together the band or did you kind of join forces with somebody? How did that all turn out?
I kind of stole it. So I was in I was in college and I joined a band called Vitamin King, which was a ska band up in the Fond du Lac area. Mm-hmm. And they were kind of a big deal around here way back when. And I played saxophone in that band. And then as it kind of petered out, me and the guitar player were like, we should start a different band. And then we started Something to Do.
And that was with who?
Kenny.
Kenny, okay.
Kenny from Vitamin King, yeah.
All right, awesome. And then for our listeners around Wisconsin who may not be as familiar as I am with you all, who is Something to Do?
You're
a bunch of horn blowers, right?
Pretty much everyone plays horn. It's true. And you probably haven't heard, we're a long-running, great-smelling band from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I wrote our bio, and that's our bio. Wisconsin's premier ska band. We have seven folks these days. I think there's probably another seven that have been through the band across our epic 20-year, I don't know if it's 20 years, but it's right around there. We're on maybe our fourth drummer, Brad. He's been in the band now for a long time, though, 9 or 10 years. We have a guitar player, Alex. He was in another ska band. Almost everybody's been in other ska bands, I should say. This has become a sort of an Avengers of ska bands where we scoop people up.
The newest member, I think she's the newest member, Jess.
Little Jesse Dills, yes.
So I haven't seen you guys since Jess has joined the band.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's just timing, you know,
how
it works out. But I'm jonesing to see it. I follow her on Facebook. I hope I'm getting the pronoun right. Forgive me if I'm not.
She's a she.
Okay, great. But she seems like very high energy and a perfect fit for you all.
Yeah, she's awesome. So for a while, we had this weird instance where we had one trumpet player and he was going to leave and then another trumpet player joined. And then they were both playing and we realized, oh, this is great with an extra trumpet player. We'd had just one trumpet and one trombone for a long time. And then with two trumpets, we really liked the sound. It just filled the horn section out a lot more, gave us more room for harmonies and whatever. And then a trumpet player left. And right as he was leaving, Jesse moved here from Indiana and emailed us out of the blue, cold call, saying, you know, hey, I played in ska bands in there, and, you know, I've just heard you guys are great, and if you ever want another horn player, let me know. And it was literally right as our other horn player was leaving, and I was like, oh, why don't you come in? And then it turned out that I had known the band that she was in, though I'd never seen her with them.
Yeah.
Dissident and Dissent from Indiana.
Okay. What's amazing about her, Rocker, is that she's very small in stature, but her persona is humongous. And from the few videos I've seen of her play on stage at Something to Do, she really brings the wow factor, I think, as far as the band. The energy. Yep. The energy factor, which is so key.
Yeah. She's
what keeps you guys together for so long? What's the glue? What's your secret?
I like
your sauce?
Think that it's me and my personality. I think that's what it is. It's very charming and very team oriented. But I don't know. I think that we do a good job of everybody has a say. We all try to listen to each other and try not to be too big of jerks. You know, it could be hard. It could be hard when you're a musician. But I think the communication is pretty good and everyone's pretty tries to be kind to each other.
Now, Nathan, you're very excited about releasing your band's new album. Tell us about Here Comes the Panic. It's out, right?
It's out now. Came out yesterday. Here Comes the Panic, available on all streamers. Also available on compact disc, everyone's favorite physical media, I believe. CD, super relevant. It's just catching on now.
8-track is coming soon.
8-track, right. We're going to press it to reel-to-reel.
New cassettes,
maybe some cassettes.
No, really. How about vinyl?
We will probably do vinyl for it. We did a vinyl for our last one, which was the first time we've ever done vinyl. And, you know, we sold it very well. And
I bought one of those.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And we didn't know about it before. There's also, I was partially the roadblock on this. I'm not a vinyl guy. And so I just didn't understand it as a thing. But it's one of the only things that people still, you know, collect physically. It looks great. I'm told it sounds great. I don't know.
Check out Waxy Poodle.
Waxy Poodle?
I'll give you an inside scoop there. Waxy Poodle.
Yeah, Madison. They're a Madison record manufacturer here in town. They press their own records here in town. Yep.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Two X's, two O's. How did it go?
Something
Waxy
like
Poodle.
I came here to tell you guys stuff, but instead I'm learning things. And that's incredible.
It's a team effort here. Yeah. It's all about you, Nate.
Well, Nate, you said your album looks good. And Megan Elise, she did the artwork, and we were going to hear from her. It's kind of an older cartooner style, but you know a little bit about the art. Tell us about it.
I do know a little bit about the art. So the last several albums that we've done the covers on our own, and we've done an okay job, I would say. But we had a little bit more gas in the tank financially this time, and so we were talking about, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we've done this a couple times in the past where it's like, let's have a designer or an artist actually make the art and, you know, pay them good. And it'll just be way cooler than if we did it on our own and pieced it together. And I've known her for a while and really liked a lot of the work that she's done. I know she did some design work for, was it Not Dead Yet, I believe?
Not Dead Yet.
Not Dead Yet.
And not half bad.
Not
and, thank you.
Plenty of other, you know, I've seen a lot of her design work around and I just hit her up and she was immediately down to do it.
It's a super cool cover. I love, obviously this is radio, but if you go to Something to Do on Facebook, there's a nice picture of it, but there's like this angry coffee cup with coffee dripping out, marching along, maybe dancing wrong at a Something to Do show.
Possibly.
And there's a nice little radio with on the bottom, Here Comes the Panic. Super cool. And I think it ties in with the album perfectly.
Yeah, actually it's that title is from a lyric in the song that you just played.
Yep.
And,
pretty cool. Nate from Something to Do is here on Max Inc. Radio. You'll be performing at your favorite Madison bar.
Ooh, the Crystal Corner Bar.
The Crystal Corner Bar. Let me ask you, have you ever dreamt or had a nightmare of breaking that trophy case?
Oh, man. I've never not discussed it with everybody. And I will say that of all the bands I'm in, Something to Do, the most people, you know, and the most like running around that goes on. And so I'm always very concerned that we're going to go through it, but we never have.
I saw a very drunken Johnny Five play there in Government Zero once, and I thought that was going to be the night, but thankfully it wasn't.
Droids Attack has played there.
Yeah.
Cindy Said Your Hair on Fire. I mean, there's been some crazy bands playing there, and so far, cross your fingers, knock on wood, nobody's ever broken that glass.
Watch, it will happen sometime very soon, and the Crystal Corner will be sending complaints to civicmedia.us. Nate, tell us about the release show. Who's playing and all the details?
Yes, we have two other Madison ska bands. I will tell you this. There's not a lot of places Madison size where I can say, we've got two other ska bands. They're both local. And so it's really cool. I mean, I love playing with all kinds of bands, but obviously being in a ska band, I love to have other ska bands. We've got Mescales.
They're great.
They're great. They're wonderful. We just played with them a couple months ago here at the High Noon with Mustard Plug, and they crushed it. And then also longtime friends, courtesy of Tim. They will also be here. We played with them at the Majestic. I want to say we did a vinyl release show at the Majestic, which was pretty nuts. And they played. And actually, they also, when they played that show, they all came dressed as us, which was also weird. It's a weird moment.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's something unique about Something to Do is that you don't just wear saggy jeans or whatever, but you dress the part.
Yeah. Yeah, we dress up a little bit. Yeah. Collared shirts. Try to keep it to whites and blacks.
Yep.
That's sort of a ska thing, and it's also just sort of a, we're all, it just makes it easy to know what to wear.
Dude, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the new album.
Thanks.
Here Comes the Panic. It's available everywhere.
Everywhere.
Streaming. I got my copy at Bandcamp. You can order that CD or that A-track. Well, we're working on the A-track, right?
Yeah, it's still under production.
All right. Thanks, Nate. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's here. This is a cool song. You'll like it. It's Something to Do on Max Inc. Radio.
Do you remember how we used to be? I do a lot for you and you would do so much for me. And if I'm talking honestly, that was the best time I ever had. Do you remember feeling like we've been, like we would never ever feel like a has-been? We'd never take it on the chin. Emotional Olympia. Don't say it's over.
Whitmore, as he so far in this one has already scored 8 points in 7 minutes. And that redo is, in fact, a good looking shot from Jeff Green, who gets that lead back to seven. So Milwaukee gives Houston a freebie there. Here comes the Bucks. Middleton hoists up a long three, missed it strong. Rebound tipped around and saved from going out of bounds by Smith. He'll pass ahead now to Van Vliet. Van Vliet on the right wing for Houston, working on the defense from Campaign. He's got it on the right side. A little switching action there coming on the double team. Bobby Portis, a little too aggressive, they'll say. He gets called for the foul. So second foul on Portis, and for the Bucks, it'll go as team foul number three. Basketball will belong to the Rockets out of bounds. Both teams just one more foul to give with 7 minutes still to play here in the second quarter. Van Vliet to inbound on the far sideline. He's defended by Beasley. Rockets 38, Bucks 31. Inbound pass goes to Jeff Green. Green on the handoff to Van Vliet. He sends the pass near wing left. Three ball, Aaron Holiday strikes again. Holiday shooting a career high this season. 41% from three, and he's drained two of them tonight already. Two of three from distance, and it's a 10-point lead again for Houston. Portis on the other side. He's defended by Tate, trying to back his way in on him. Banging around, turns around, floats it up. Yes. 8-foot shot from Bobby Portis goes down, and the Bucks back to within eight. 41-33, 6:29 to go now here in the second quarter. Van Vliet comes to a stop, right free throw line extended, sends out long three. Jeff Green too strong, but a long rebound is tracked down by Tate. He has an opening, but looked like it was about to close. However, he got it to go over Bobby Portis, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Rockets by 10. 43-33. They're on the second of a back-to-back. You wouldn't know it watching this one so far. Back with more from Toyota Center here in the last 6:16 of quarter number two. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
/tickets.
Well, been a tough start to this one with 6:16 to go here in the second quarter. It's a 43-33 lead for the Rockets as we take a moment to pause 10 seconds to allow for stations to identify themselves here on the BMO Box Radio Network.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Bucks will have the basketball after the timeout. It's Damian Lillard sending a pass to Giannis. Giannis back to Dame on the right wing. Takes it out top of the left-hand dribble. Wearing that left arm sleeve. Gets it to Middleton. Middleton goes into the air. Hands off. Good pass to set up Lopez, who flips it up and in with a quick jump hook. That's just good vision from Chris Middleton, who has become such a tremendous facilitator of late, more and more. Of course, he's done it his whole career, but coming off of the injury stretch here over the last year and a half. Played his first back-to-back in a year and a half. Here's a floater from Şengün on the other side. Gets it to go from 14 feet away. And once again, a 10-point lead for the Rockets, 45-35. Houston starting to get the offense going a little bit better here in the second quarter, where they have stretched this thing out. It is Beasley driving down the right side of the lane. Head fake sends to Lopez. Step back three on the way, and that wouldn't go. Giannis swats at the rebound. It was saved from going out of bounds by Tate. Now it's Houston going the other way. Rockets have it into the front court. Top of the arc, Şengün unloads. Three-pointer misses short. So Milwaukee will go the other direction now. Still trying to get it back to single digits. Middleton was driving. He got a late whistle. He was wondering where that call was a moment before, but he gets the call, and he's going to send him to the free throw line. Chris, on the season, is shooting the ball from the stripe this season at a clip of 84% for his career. He's an 88% free throw shooter. As he'll get two shots in front of him here. On what goes is the fourth team foul of the quarter for Houston. First free throw is good. Another free throw on the way to get it back to 8, 45-36. Bucks were out in front 18-16 before the Rockets closed the first quarter on a 13-0 scoring run. And now Houston's got it going the other direction as Middleton knocks down the second free throw. Here comes Şengün on the right wing. Mentioned it had been this quarter where the Rockets